This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Tuesday morning, MP on the mic. What's up, Richmond? 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are worldwide on the free Odyssey app. All right, holiday week, we got to scramble things a little bit. We're going to do that. Here's what's going on. Zach Joachim normally joins us on Wednesdays. He's going to join the show today at 11-ish. He's over there at VCU doing basketball interviews. They play Friday. You'll hear it right here on The Fan, of course. Zach's over there getting ready for VCU basketball. He'll check in with us at 11, let us know what's going on as they come back from Charleston. Look, not a good trip to Charleston. One for three was not what they were hoping for. Unfortunately, the rest of the A-10 is in an equally bad situation. It's been a rough week for A-10 basketball. And then Dayton late last night out in Maui, has North Carolina on the ropes. They're up 21, end up losing that game by a point on a dramatic foot-on-the-line last-second three. So that's not what the A-10 needs to be seeing right now. UMass getting smoked everywhere they go. LaSalle, it's bad. It's bad for the A-10 right now, I guess is what I'm saying. But we'll talk about VCU in particular. Get a chance to bounce back. Friday against Elizabeth City State, 7 o'clock, Joey Rodriguez will get his jersey retired, hung on the rafters during that game. I can tell you when they announced Joey Rodriguez's jersey was being retired, my reaction was, it's not already? And which I knew because I go to the games and I see it, but it's also like, I just kind of assumed that was a given that he had. They'll fix that. He is, of course, well-deserving of that. Should be a lovely night out at the Stew. We also have Commander's Rewind. Yeah, we have to do it. What a weird game. We'll probably spend more time on the last 4 minutes than we do on the first 56 minutes. We got to address what's being now referred to as the Cliff, the Cliff Kingsbury fall-off middle of the season. And you know this. I've been banging the drum on this from day one, literally day one when he was hired. I pointed out, this guy starts strong and finishes slow. Now, the stats that are being passed around are a little unfair to Cliff, because there's the college stats of, oh, he was so good early in the year at Texas Tech and then faded. They scheduled really soft teams early in the year, and then you got to play your Big 12 games and your big games, you know, against your Texas and Texas A&Ms later in the year, right? So you're gonna see that. Kyler Murray gets injured one of the years in Arizona. It's not that there aren't explanations. It's just that it happens an awful lot, and it sure seems to be happening right now. So we'll take that on in the Commander's Rewind, which starts at 10:15 and goes as long as we want it to. That's official show policy on the Commander's Rewind. That'll start in a few, and it will go as long as we have things to talk about. NFL last night, Ravens over the Chargers. I was surprised to learn, because I just assume, in my mind, the two MVP candidates right now are Lamar and Saquon. I would probably give it to Saquon right now. Just feels like running backs are having a moment. Three very high profile running back departures, movements this offseason, in Henry, Pollard, and Saquon, where they all leave for new teams. The teams that let them go all say, ha-ha, it's silly to pay a running back. All three of those teams struggling now. All three teams that paid up for a running back having success right now. So I think running backs are having a moment. Saquon, goodness, had a moment on Sunday on national television. Lamar, of course, last night, as he always does. If you want to give it to Lamar, you won't find any argument here. And then go and look. The odds leader right now is actually Josh Allen in Buffalo. And I'm certainly not here to critique Josh Allen in any way, and had the dramatic play against the Chiefs. That's an MVP caliber play for sure. Maybe we take it for granted, his numbers, that he's going to put up great numbers every week, and Buffalo certainly at 9-2 has had a ton of success this season. They've got some opportunities in the next few weeks. Their next three are all nationally televised big games. They're going to play, they got the bye, they're coming off the bye, they're going to play the Niners, the Rams, and then the Detroit Lions. So all three of those games, I think, will be pretty telling in terms of the Josh Allen MVP discussion, whether or not he's in that mix. I want to get to UVA Tech. It is rivalry week. It is Commonwealth Cup week. We got to get to that. Going to be the coldest Commonwealth Cup ever played, 18 degrees at kickoff in Blacksburg. I got the ball rolling yesterday, and it was just really well received when I said that I trust Tony Elliott more than Brent Pry in a close game. And by that, I mean it was not. I said it tentatively, like I was doubting myself as I said it. But I might double click on that today, double down on that, because Brent Pry's record in one score games is bad. And Tony Elliott has actually, I think, matured as an in-game coach this year. Has some things cooking at UVA, notwithstanding, of course, that SMU loss. I can't believe it's taken us 6 minutes to get to this. We have a big update from Hayfield High School in Northern Virginia, which was, I guess, just the quick rundown of this story. There was a high school football coach at Freedom High School in Northern Virginia, and he got hired to Hayfield High School this offseason. And more than a dozen of his best players all of a sudden are now enrolled at Hayfield High School. They left Freedom High School to go to Hayfield High School. Now, it's not illegal to switch schools. It's not illegal to move, Hazel. It's a free country. I don't need a license for toast. It's a free country. But it is against VHSL rules to recruit or to entice players to leave one school to another school. Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, that's pretty clearly what happened here. But they had an investigation in August. They cleared them. They said, you're good to play football for the year. So they played football for the year. They're dominant. They're the number one seed in the playoffs. On the eve of the playoffs, they're told, you can't participate in the playoffs. The school board said, something shady happened here. You're out. Morning of the first playoff game, a judge issues an injunction against the high school football playoffs going on as scheduled in Fairfax County.
Woo!
To put Hayfield back in the playoffs. They're back. So they delay the playoffs for a week. They started a week late. Hayfield won 75-7 last week.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there's that. They're good at football.
They don't seem stacked.
The coach, hey, we've been exonerated. We're good here. And we're going to play on. So tonight is the second round game for Hayfield High School. Last night, 7 o'clock, the principal of Hayfield High School sent an email to the school saying they were withdrawing from the playoffs and they are not going to participate in tonight's football game.
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently.
How curious.
New text messages have come to light showing that the athletic director was inquiring about how many players were going to join the coach should he be hired at Hayfield High School, which would, of course, be the smoking gun here.
Uh-huh.
That would be against the rules. So we
better recruiting.
So we've delayed the playoffs for a week, played the games with the modified schedule, waited a week, and now on the day of the second round game, as of a few minutes ago, nobody knows what's going on. They all just assume it's a forfeit and Hayfield will lose and the other team will win. But nobody's saying, do you shuffle the deck again? Do you bring the other team back? There's a lot of unanswered questions here.
Nothing seems that easy in this situation.
It's Fairfax County. The lawyers will have their say.
I got to say, I cannot wait for the Netflix miniseries on this.
There will be billable hours. this is absolutely going to turn into a Netflix miniseries. Or at least, what is it, like Tubi or something, you know, one of those. This may be a down market made for TV.
But it'll be there.
It'll be there. Bishop Sycamore, the fake high school, got an HBO special. I think this is maybe a cut below that. They made up a whole fake football team. That was like, that's the gold standard of high school football scandals. This is a cut lower than that. We're not getting an HBO special out of this. But something's coming out of this.
Woo!
Yeah. So that is your Hayfield update. They have voluntarily withdrawn from the playoffs 24 hours before their second round game after suing to hold up the playoffs to get put into the playoffs.
You live, you learn.
You have the cockiness, Ryan, of like, well, you're not going to catch us. Oh, crap, you caught us. Oh, well, we're good. Have fun. Enjoy the playoffs, everybody.
Enjoy the rest. Whoops.
Meanwhile, things move as scheduled here in Richmond. And here's what I love about our guy, Gary Hess. I love a lot of things about Gary Hess. You know that. Gary's not taking Thanksgiving off. Gary's doing a twin bill this weekend. That's two high school football games instead of one. Gary and Coach Chris are doing two games this weekend. You knew they'd be at Verina Dinwiddie. That's your new game of the year to replace last week's game of the year with Verina. Dinwiddie's great. Harry Dalton's going to USC. That's going to be a fantastic game. Saturday, 1 o'clock, Verina Dinwiddie. But they're also going to do a Friday nighter. Kettle Run coming down to take on Thomas Jefferson, little city football over there with TJ. I don't have it in front of me. I assume they're playing that at VUU. Look that up if you're going to the game, though. Don't go to TJ. It's probably at VUU. We'll get Gary to confirm that. I don't know. Either way, listen to it, because it's Gary and Coach Chris, and they put on entertaining radio. I want to get to Aaron Rodgers today, of course, because Aaron Rodgers is bringing the drama once again in New York. And I want to get to the most important NFL story of the day, which is the Cincinnati Bengals are bringing back the ping pong table in their locker room. Zach Taylor removed the ping pong table at the start of the year, saying guys needed to focus. Now he's going to bring back the ping pong table, suggesting it will build team camaraderie and guys need to hang out with each other. Long-time listeners of my appearances on many shows know the ping pong table index is actually one of the surest ways to know if a team is struggling or not. Because for about a 6-year stretch, the Commanders football team, Washington, moved the ping pong table in and out with alarming regularity as they went on losing streaks. Either the ping pong table was in the locker room and it was a distraction and it's time to focus on football, or the ping pong table wasn't in the locker room and guys weren't getting to know each other and they needed more team camaraderie. So Zach Taylor's pushing the button. He's pushing the ping pong button in Cincy. We're going to the ping pong table if you're keeping score. It doesn't matter which direction you go. It's the change that matters. If you add or remove a ping pong table, that is an indicator of things happening in your locker room in football, and it is rarely good. So Zach Taylor hitting the ping pong button. He's bringing it in. Going to build a little camaraderie. After taking it out, may have backfired on him. We'll see. The ping pong table, the most contentious piece of furniture in an NFL locker. He's far from... If I were more organized, I'd keep a running list. At least 4 to 5 times a year, a ping pong table is either inserted or removed from an NFL locker room. And that's how we keep track of things. It's Commander's Rewind. Yeah, we got to do it. Lots to get to. We'll talk about Cliff Kingsbury, of course. We'll talk about Jaden Daniels, where he stands. We'll recap that frantic final 4 minutes. It's not just as wild a finish as you're going to see. It's truly a historically wild finish. There's never been an NFL game where all those things happened in the end of a football game. We'll play it back for you on the other side. Tuesday show off and rolling. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. And beyond the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, going into the holiday weekend. VCU basketball doesn't stop, though. They'll be taking on Elizabeth City State Friday night, 7 o'clock. Joey Rodriguez will get his number retired. And the guy who checked in with the VCU basketball program earlier joins us now. He is, of course, Zach Joachim, Richmond Times Dispatch, Richmond.com, back from Charleston. We'll talk about the game, Zach. Give me the non-basketball Charleston scouting report.
I had never been before, and it is a playground. It is a beautiful town with wonderful architecture. So I went and walked around the French Quarter for a while on Saturday on the off day. Went to Magnolia's, which I looked up some of the best seafood spots in town, and that was the one that I found, and got shellfish over grits, which is some of the best seafood that I've ever had. And then went out and got drinks later that night. And VCU played late on. It was a 5 o'clock start on Thursday, and then the 7:30 start on Friday, and then ended up with a 12:30 game on Saturday. So there wasn't a whole lot of going out on the town and staying out late, given the start times of the games, but was still very much able to enjoy Charleston. I stayed at Emmeline, which if anyone's ever going to Charleston, I would highly recommend. It was a beautiful hotel, and had a great time. It's a 6+ hour drive, so I had a bit of a journey back yesterday.
It's a trek. Anybody who's been at, that's like, when you're covering the ACC, Clemson's the equivalent. Like, it's a 6-hour drive, and you're like, well, you can't fly there because that's a 6-hour, like, you got to connect somewhere. But that's the longest, like, acceptable amount of driving you can do to go to basketball games. But you got three good ones, not three results that VCU wanted. All three very dramatic finishes, the Seton Hall overtime game, and then, of course, the Nevada game, and then they finally get Miami. What's the big picture on this team? And I guess, you know, the A-10 as a whole has struggled here, so you know, this has been a cold water week in terms of a multi-bid league, for sure. What do you sense VCU's standing is here coming out of this tournament?
Well, in terms of still trying to build an at-large resume, I think you still have a chance, right? I mean, the Seton Hall and Nevada losses were obviously quite close, and Nevada's going to be a really good team, and that one's not going to tank your resume. Seton Hall is projected to finish toward the bottom of the Big East, so that one's not a great loss. It went to overtime. VCU led for, I'm looking at the box scores right now, 28-58 against Seton Hall, 27-58 against Nevada, and 39-05 against Miami. So you led for, what, 90-something minutes of 120, excluding overtime, against Seton Hall for this tournament. And so you were in the driver's seat for much of these games. You should have won the first two. And so I think there's some positives to take from that. But it felt eerily like Orlando last year, which I think is, as you said, kind of some cold water, because given the experience of this team, all the players that Ryan Odom brought back, you'd hope that VCU would have been able to close out games like that early on this year, as they weren't last year in losses where they had double-digit leads against Iowa State and Boise State in Orlando, and lost both of those games, and then salvaged a win on that third day against Penn State. It felt eerily similar this time around, and the end of the Miami game got nervy too. They led by what, as much as 16 with 8:32 to go in that game, and then it got down to 6 there in the final moments, and there was a lot of tension in that gym, and you could hear Ryan Odom yelling at his guys to get back on defense and to communicate and to keep their focus because it did certainly seem to start to slip toward the end of that game. And so it's a team that you expected to, with all of the veterans and the five graduate players, and Max Scholga and Zeb Jackson coming back, and Phillip Russell, and for them to be able to control games late and close out close ones, they're still learning to do that, obviously. There was also a pretty heavy reliance on the three-point shot. You ended up 29 of 96 throughout the three games from beyond the three-point line, which is not great, right about 30%. And Ryan Odom, we talked to him this morning at media availability, and he said he wasn't thrilled with the shot selection, especially against Seton Hall, although that's a great defensive team that'll make you look bad offensively. And so I think it's a team that's still learning to close out close games against good teams. They seem to learn some lessons in that in the win over Miami, and particularly without fouling down the stretch. That was a big part of the problem against Nevada and against Seton Hall to a degree. The Wolfpack just got in the bonus so early in that second half. Specifically, Phillip Russell had a frustrating tournament, did not seem to be able to stay on the floor without getting into foul trouble. And VCU let Nevada back into that game at the free throw line. And they corrected that to a degree against Miami, although they kind of had the reverse problem late in that game where they got a little hesitant defensively.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Because they were trying so hard to defend without fouling. And so I think if there's two big things to improve on, it's the efficiency outside the three-point line. This is obviously a team that doesn't have a dominant inside presence that you can play through. And so you're relying on your guards to dribble penetrate, and you're relying on Jack Clark and Zeb Jackson and Max Scholga and Joe Bamisil and Phillip Russell to all hit from outside. And so you got to shoot a more efficient clip from outside, and you got to be able to defend without fouling. what helped them get up big against Nevada too was being able to pick up full court. There was a while there, I think they built a, what was it? They led by 15 early on in that second half. Against Seton Hall, they led by 8 in the second half. And so incredibly disappointing to let those results slip away. When this team can pick up full court, when they can play frenetic defensively, then that's when they're at their best. And that's what helped them build the lead against Nevada. And then you get into foul trouble. Nevada changed up how its scheme behind its press break too, which Ryan Odom talked to me about after that game. And they were able to break it down in the latter stages of that game and just get to the free throw line and play inside out. And so you need to shoot more efficiently from outside. You got to defend without fouling, and you got to learn how to close out close games against good teams. But big picture, a lot rests on that West Coast trip now in mid-December, right? If you want to build a resume with the A-10 being down a little bit that could potentially get you into the NCAA tournament, I think you have to beat Colorado State in Vegas in December, and you have to beat New Mexico at the Pit in December, and you got to close everything else out as far as the easier games that are coming here at the Siegel Center in the non-conference. You got to go undefeated for the rest of the non-conference schedule heading into A-10 play to have an hope of building an at-large resume.
I think that's a pretty sharp analysis there, Zach, because you hate to see the margin for error go away. And it wasn't just the two losses these guys had, it's the rest of the A-10 being down in this non-conference play as well. That's going to hurt everybody going forward. But I agree with you. They're going to have to handle their business. And obviously that game at New Mexico, I think, is going to be a ton of fun and will be telling as well as the other ones. It's, you know, this week, chance to get back on track, a chance to honor Joey Rodriguez, and maybe a chance to have a little home cook and a little more favorable situation for these guys.
Yeah, against Elizabeth City State, not a game that counts toward your net, right? I was asking VCU personnel about that the other day and how that works. It's kind of it obviously officially goes on your record, but it doesn't count toward your net, so it's a bit of a one-off to get back on track and take some pressure off in a team that you should obviously beat pretty handily. And for VCU fans, being able to celebrate Joey Rodriguez at the Siegel Center will be a lot of fun. Although I told Chris Kowalczyk earlier today, you guys have to, we can't tell Joey that when I'm interviewing him that my first games seeing VCU play and watching Joey Rodriguez, I was wearing silver and navy face paint and coming up from Norfolk and rooting for ODU. They said Joey would take that personally. But that was my experience of seeing Joey Rodriguez in the black and gold firsthand. But obviously a guy that the VCU fan base loves, was an easy player to root for. Very much Philip Russell is in the same vein, right? I interviewed Phil early in the year, and I think he said that Hart doesn't have a size. He's obviously a guy who plays bigger than his listed stature, and Joey was very much the same way. And it's easy to root for guards like that because they make all the hustle plays, they make all the gritty plays. And Joey was a guy, I think, who still encapsulates what VCU fans want to see in their guards and the players that represent their program.
Now, you were a Blaine Taylor guy. Blaine Taylor, one of my all-time favorite college basketball villains for sure. Coming to the Richmond Coliseum every year during that CAA tournament, swaggering in with those ODU teams, complaining about having to come to Richmond. Perfect college basketball villain.
Back when that rivalry was good, right?
Oh, so good.
And that's kind of been a shame over the last few years. I know, obviously, football at ODU has a big part of that, but that rivalry is not what it used to be. They don't play every year is a big part of it, too. Obviously, back then, they were both in the CAA, and that added a lot of fuel to the fire. But for 757 natives, for 804 natives, for people who've gone back and forth across that stretch of 64 for much of their lives like I have, it's a shame that rivalry isn't what it used to be, because it was a lot of fun for college basketball in the state of Virginia when those programs were at each other's throats on a consistent basis. Gerald Lee was one of those ODU players that Darius James, I'm trying to remember all the guys from that era. ODU was very good in those years. I think I came up here and saw ODU win a CAA championship against Joey Rodriguez and VCU in one of those years. So they're both quite good, and that added fuel to the fire as well.
Yeah, the year VCU made the Final Four, of course, very famously did not win the CAA tournament and thought it was over before they got the call. Zach Joachim joins us, of course, as he normally does. Richmond Times Dispatch, richmond.com. Great coverage down in Charleston. I am the last person in America who has not bought ESPN Plus, so I was following along with the live blog. Thank you for your service. But hopefully we'll get back on some regular TV here soon as well. I want to do a little high school football before we let you bounce, because it's a big weekend. We've got, all right, Hayfield has withdrawn from the playoffs in Northern Virginia, which cracks me up so much after all the lawsuits. But I know we got a lot of great games here, obviously, probably headlined by Verina Dinwiddie. Not probably. I mean, that's a heck of a game. What's exciting you this weekend?
I don't know where to start with that Hayfield saga, and that's obviously outside of our coverage area, but there's been statewide interest in it. Wild that I think it was their principal, right, that ended up pulling them out of the playoffs.
Because they found text messages from the AD, apparently, that constituted recruiting.
I wrote, like we talked about on air a couple of times before, I wrote a column, you know, a few weeks ago about the high school transfer portal, and to varying degrees, Hayfield is obviously the extreme example, but I think kids are changing schools based on where they want to go play sports more so than ever, and so I think that's become a bit of a lightning rod topic, right? Because even though Hayfield is outside our coverage area, it's gained statewide interest because it's a narrative that exists around the state and exists around the country right now. I remember looking into it in the LA Times, I think, had a recruitment tracker for its high school football coverage area for where all the kids were changing schools. But anyway, I'm going to Dinwiddie on Saturday. I'm incredibly excited for that. Man, how impressive was Verina in shutting out Huguenot in the region semifinals, a Huguenot team that had looked like a powerhouse all year and that has tons and tons of talent on a really explosive offense. But that Verina defense is nasty. And on the flip side, Dinwiddie hung 70 on King George, and Harry Dalton's just putting up video game numbers. I think he had 1,100 total yards in that game between rushing and passing, which is just bonkers. That is absolutely absurd. Their stat guy sent me his numbers for the year early on, and I believe he is now the Richmond area leader in career yardage as well. He broke the touchdown record earlier this year. We didn't think that he was on pace to catch the Adam Morgan's yardage record, but he went over 1,100 with that wild game against King George the other day. And so that's the story, right? It's Dalton and that Dinwiddie offense against a nasty Verina defense led by Jayshon Richardson, who's an All-Metro lineman for us up front. Braylon Hood, who's a junior linebacker for them. Those two guys are kind of the heart and soul of that defense. Then Miles Anderson is a cornerback, one of the best coverage guys in the area. They're great at all three levels. It's can Dalton and that Dinwiddie offense get going against one of the best defenses in the state in what's going to be a really fun region title game. And oh my goodness, I'm so excited for that atmosphere. We wrote about it again this past week. If you've never been to a Dinwiddie football game, it is among the best game day atmospheres in the state of Virginia. Their hospitality, shout out to Tim Beard and Wayne Cook and everyone over there, because they always get the cookout going and they got food for the media. So we try and get there early and talk to them before kickoff. It's a lot of fun. They got a cannon. There's a horse and a rider. The fans are ringing cowbells. It's going to be awesome out there. Thomas Jefferson on Friday night got a chance to win a region title at Virginia Union Tovey Field. They're hosting Kettle Run. And then Highland Springs, we got to touch on them too. They're going to Chesapeake against an undefeated Oscar Smith team that seems to have kind of reestablished their levels of dominance that they had. It was a bit of a lull for them over the last few years. It wasn't quite the same. They seem to have gotten back to the juggernaut Oscar Smith that we've known for so long. Can Highland Springs go down there after Glenn Allen gave them a real good run for their money in the recent semifinals? Can Highland Springs and Nelson Lane and De'Ron Ferguson and that dominant running game go down there and give Oscar Smith trouble? That one will be a lot of fun to watch too. And how about King William? After they started 0-6, they've reeled off 6 in a row. They're now playing for a region title. They're going to go down to an 11-1 Pocosin team. That's a tall task, but I wouldn't put anything past Scott Moore and his Cavaliers right now after they've won 6 in a row to get to a region final.
Man, it's so fun. This is a great time of year, and obviously coming back from Charleston, I know you know the basketball's good this time of year, football's good this time of year. We're having fun out there, and I know you'll be you'll be on top of all of it. Richmond Times Dispatch, richmond.com. Zach Joachim, thank you so much for dropping by.
MP, you're the best, my friend. Thank you for having me on.
Have a great Thanksgiving. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. NFL picks are 10 minutes away. This is the first time we've ever done NFL picks on a Tuesday. Will it be the last time? I don't know. I don't look at the schedule that far in advance. Presumably, we'll have other holidays down the road. We might do it on Tuesday again. I don't know. Gary Hess did his picks this morning. Is that, you know, am I just riding Gary Hess's coattails? Yes.
When Gary makes the rules, we just follow him.
Absolutely. North Carolina football coach Mac Brown is out. Sunday will be his last game, maybe. Carolina put out a statement saying they have decided to part ways with Mac, have not decided if he will coach in the bowl game yet or not. This should be one of the less contentious coach firings because, as you know, Mac was responsible for definitely some glory years there, and the return hasn't been exactly what they hoped, but he's a great coach and a great representative for that university. Mac Brown put out a statement. This was 20 minutes ago. While this is not the perfect time and way in which I imagined going out, no time will be the perfect time. I've spent 16 seasons at North Carolina and will always cherish the memories and relationships Sally and I have built while serving as head coach. Moving forward, my total focus is on helping these players and coaches prepare for Saturday's game against NC State and giving them the best chance to win. Certainly the writing was on the wall when JMU hung a 70 on them. Boston College beat them this weekend. Mac's 73 years old. That's a heck of a run for a coach. Nick Saban, 73 as well.
He might have a future in politics.
He could have a future in politics. I think he could be on TV. He could be on the ACC network selling the little projector thing that puts the Christmas lights on the house. Order now. They'll send you three of them.
There's a future.
What I love at ACC network is all infomercials, which tells you something about the ACC network. What I love about the Christmas light infomercial in particular. So it's a little box. You put it outside and it projects Christmas lights onto your house.
Yeah, okay.
So clearly we're not revolutionizing anything here. We're not inventing a new technology. It just projects lights onto your house.
Yeah.
It's $40, which is a steal because it does hundreds of patterns. It'll dazzle the neighbors for hours. At the end, I go, because of high demand, we are capping purchases at three. You can't buy more than three of them. I just love that sales tactic right there. We bought infomercial time on the ACC network during this D-tier football game. But it's not because we have to. These things are selling like hotcakes.
Like hotcakes.
These things are selling like hotcakes. We can't keep them on the shelves. So honestly, we're kind of doing you a favor by letting you order them. And three's the most. We're not sending you more than three.
Are you telling me you have three in the mail?
If you have more than three houses.
what if you have one huge house, MP? I need four.
Who needs three Christmas light display things? Who does this? I don't know. Other news that happened while we were on the air today. Jerry Jones, in his weekly interview with The Fan Dallas, our sister station, it's also on the Odyssey app. Ding, let's put Odyssey app on the board. It's free. It has the rewind button, and it's available at the Apple Store and Google Play. Jerry Jones, his interview on The Fan, was asked about Mike McCarthy, and he said he doesn't think it's crazy that he might give Mike McCarthy a contract extension when the season ends. Listen, Mike McCarthy is one outstanding coach. This is a Super Bowl winning coach. Mike McCarthy has been there, done that. He's got great ideas. So the bottom line is, in no place in my body language or anything else have you seen any indications about what we're going to be doing relative to this staff at the end of the year. Jerry is entertainment, man. It's just good entertainment. Jerry and Aaron Rodgers, that's it. You could program a whole network off of that. Just Jerry and Aaron back and forth all day long. I want to get to college basketball, though, before we do NFL picks, because the Maui Invitational is always probably the best early season college basketball tournament, and dang if it didn't deliver yesterday. Let's start with the least entertaining game, which was still a wildly entertaining game, as Auburn took care of business against Iowa State.
Auburn's ball. Denver drives, going down, puts it up. He didn't get it. Tap up by Brown. It's good. 1.2 seconds. Inbound Jones from behind midcourt for the win. No good. Auburn won it. A Jani Broom tip in with 1.2 seconds to go. The Tigers come from 18 down and beat Iowa State. Holy cow.
That man's in Maui living his best life. Auburn Tigers win. He's in Maui taking in the sun and the sand. I've told this story a million times, but it's when VCU was in Maui a few years ago, the flight got delayed. They had to play UVA. They didn't get like the full 2 days in Maui beforehand. They got cheated. That's That's the dream right there, hang out for the week. Michigan State took care of Colorado, and then the other two games were just fully bananas. Here is the finish of Memphis-UConn in overtime.
High Archer won't go, tipped around, fumbled at the buzzer. Here's a shot, wide left. Memphis survives! They upset UConn 99-97. Holy mackerel!
Do I have thoughts about Dan Hurley? I do have thoughts about Dan Hurley. I think he gets away with a lot because he's a back-to-back national champion. He lost his mind yesterday on the refs in overtime of an exciting game, and they had the nerve to give him a technical, which you're allowed to do. In reading his lips, he used words you're not allowed to use to the referees, and they gave him a technical, and he goes on this whole rant after the game about how I didn't even know that guy was a college basketball ref. Well, you're in Hawaii, buddy. Like, get over it. Get over yourself. Good on Memphis. Nice win for them, 99-97. And then the nightcap game, UNC got Dayton. Dayton was up 21 points in this one. Look, Dayton's a good team. Obviously, they're going to be just fine going forward. But that's a tough loss, not just for them, but for the whole A-10, because now they got Iowa State tonight, and Iowa State's a really good team. You know, that's a top 10 caliber team right there. Good basketball in Maui. Bad week for the A-10 on Feast Week here in college basketball. We talk about it. We get excited about it. Feels a little bit like Virginia Tech losing to Vandy. Like, just the air came out so quickly. Call me old-fashioned. I like being excited about college basketball going into January. We're not there. And Zach wasn't wrong in the last segment that VCU could handle its business from here on out, but there's zero margin for error. They got to go get Colorado State in that game, which is in Henderson, Nevada, by the way, not Vegas. They got to go beat New Mexico at New Mexico, which is not an easy task at all. It does not get easier. I don't know why we're going to Vegas, like they're going to play at T-Mobile Arena, like on the Strip. They're not going to Vegas. They're going to Henderson, Nevada. They're going to the Lee's Chicken Arena, which, again, hey, I love Lee's Chicken as much as the next guy. Not on the Strip. Not Vegas. Definitively not Vegas. Closer to the Hoover Dam
near
than the
Vegas.
Strip. Love the Hoover Dam, though. If you've never been to the Hoover Dam, you got to go. That's what I got for you. Grand Canyon, got to go. Hoover Dam, got to go. That's some beautiful nature out there. I don't know why I'm on this tangent. We got to go to a break. When we come back, it's NFL picks time. You are listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,